JB's an arrogant liar.
Over and over again, you've heard Darren Bailey lie.
The top job in Illinois is on the ballot.
I just voted.
Two candidates face off before Election Day.
I love this job.
Incumbent J.B. Pritzker.
He's a dangerous person to make governor of the state of Illinois.
Challenger Darren Bailey.
It's time for a change, and that only happens when we fire J.B. Pritzker.
What are you going to do to protect women's choice in their reproductive health?
What are you going to do about the immigration?
Tonight, we ask the questions you want answers to.
Will you do anything to make housing more affordable?
What are their plans for the crime and safety of the city?
From crime in Chicago.
What are you going to do about the safety in Chinatown?
What would be your plan to keep businesses in Illinois?
To education and the economy.
What are you going to do to help small businesses?
Live from Chicago and your local election headquarters, this is the Illinois Governor's Debate.
And good evening. I'm Micah Mater.
And I'm Timon Bradley.
We welcome you to the second and final exclusive debate between the candidates for governor of Illinois with exactly 3 weeks until Election Day. And tonight we're broadcasting live from the historic WGN-TV studios on Chicago's North Side. But this debate is again airing live in every county across the state, carried by 8 Nexstar Media Group stations and 2 partner TV stations. And we want to join in the conversation. We want you to throughout this hour. So use the hashtag ILGovDebate.
The rules for the debate remain the same. Each candidate will have 60 seconds for each question. If there are follow-ups, candidates will have 30 seconds, and there will be up to 30 seconds allowed for any rebuttals. At the end of the debate, each candidate will have 30 seconds for closing statements.
And candidates, you will know when your time is up because you will hear this bell. And tonight, you'll notice there is no studio audience like last time. Candidates, we ask that you refrain from interrupting or speaking over one another for the next hour. So, let's get this party started. Everybody ready? All right. Senator Bailey, our Nexstar Emerson College The Hill poll found that just 25% of likely voters who live in urban areas plan to vote for you. With just 3 weeks until Election Day, how do you convince them to change their minds? You have 60 seconds.
Thank you very much. It's an honor to be here, and I appreciate this opportunity to get the words out to all of Illinois. Everyone in Illinois can look at my record for the past 4 years and they'll understand that I'm running to restore hope to all the good people in Illinois. And we're going to do that by returning safety back to our streets. We're going to restore our education. And we're going to support working families so that they can live and thrive and raise their families here in Illinois again. I'm a farmer from Southern Illinois. Hard work is all I've ever known. And I love to remind people what farmers do. Farmers fix things that are broken. Farmers solve problems. And farmers grow things. And as a matter of fact, about 250 years ago, it was a group of farmers that created the greatest nation on the face of this earth. And I think they did a pretty good job. And I'm looking forward to expanding upon that for the state of Illinois. Thank you.
Governor Pritzker, that same poll found that nearly 41% of likely Illinois voters find you somewhat or very unfavorable. With 3 weeks until Election Day, how do you change their minds? You have 60 seconds.
Well, thank you and good evening. I'm running for re-election because we deserve a government that puts people first and addresses the kitchen table issues most important to working families. After years of mismanagement, I've balanced 4 budgets in a row, paid off all the state's overdue bills, gotten 6 credit upgrades, and that's allowed me to provide $1.8 billion in gas, grocery, property, and income tax relief for working families. I've also raised the minimum wage to a livable wage, and I've protected a woman's right to choose. And I did all that while fighting a deadly global pandemic, saving lives and livelihoods. I've done my job so working families can do theirs. Darren Bailey is a Trump extremist. He opposes abortion. He thinks it's okay to force a 13-year-old rape victim to give birth, wants to end the state's minimum wage and throw Chicagoans out of Illinois. I'm proud of what we've achieved over the last 4 years, and I look forward to getting even more big things done.
Gentlemen, it's good to see you both again. Senator Bailey, over the course of your career, you have at times called for the city of Chicago to be separated from the rest of Illinois. You also, in this studio in the spring, referred to Chicago as a crime-ridden, corrupt hellhole. You also have called it the OK Corral and an unruly child. If you're elected, what is your specific plan for Chicago within the powers of the governor's office? 60 seconds, please.
To let the people know that help is on the way and things can be better. And I want to remind you, 4.5 months ago, as I stood right here and made that comment, within 6 hours later, a homeless man was put on fire in Chicago. And so I've been thinking about that since you keep bringing the situation up. And I've got a new name for Chicago. I'm going to call it Pritzkerville, because every one of Governor Pritzker's extreme policies are destroying the city. Out-of-control crime, devastated education, the fact that corporations are packing up and leaving every day. No, I think Pritzkerville fits quite well, because Governor Pritzker, it's time for him to own it. Chicago is the nightmare called Pritzkerville, and it's still 2 weeks from Halloween.
Senator, you've taken up temporary residence in the city, renting an apartment downtown. Since you've been living here, have you met with Mayor Lightfoot or Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox to share with them your concerns? 30 seconds,
please. I have not, but I have made myself very available to meeting with them. And, you know, unfortunately, I don't think that they want to meet and talk about common sense issues. And that's why I'm telling the people of Illinois, the only way to fix our state, because let's face it, Governor Pritzker's had 4 years. He's had the supermajority. Why aren't things better? We must get rid of our leaders. We're going to start by firing J.B. Pritzker, and then we'll follow up by firing Lori Lightfoot, Kim Fox, and Tony Preckwinkle.
Senator, just put a few more seconds on the clock for you. Who are some community activists or city leaders that you've talked to since you've been living here?
Well, you love making names, and I have. I've been out on the streets. Go to my Facebook page, Darren Bailey for Governor, and you'll see every day when we're out talking to community activists and community leaders. People are ready for a change, but their voice simply isn't being heard. It's time for hope.
All right. Governor Pritzker, in a speech last month, the CEO of Chicago-based McDonald's said about this city, "Everywhere I go, I'm confronted by the same question these days. What's going on in Chicago? While it may wound our civic pride to hear it, there's a general sense out there that our city is in crisis. As a resident of Chicago yourself and the leader of the state, what more will you do to change the perception of its largest city?" You have 60 seconds, sir.
Well, I want to point out that Darren Bailey just showed you that he has no plan to address crime in Chicago. He wants to throw Chicago out of Illinois, calls it a hellhole. Look, everyone deserves to feel safe in their homes and in their neighborhoods. And during COVID, we saw crime increase substantially all across the nation. I take that very seriously. That's why I increased the number of state police, why we built state-of-the-art crime labs, we eliminated the state's rape kit backlog, funded violence intervention programs, youth job programs, and mental health and substance abuse treatment. Look, Darren Bailey voted against all of that. He has no plan, he's presented no plan, and complaining is not
a
solution.
Where's the answers? Is it working? No. Can I respond to that?
30 seconds, sir.
You know, I do think I learned quickly, and while being in Chicago, I've picked up on some of the lingo, and one of the words that I've found that was used many years ago is the word chumbalone. It means lacking common sense. It pertains to the people who are being duped by their elected officials. But in this case, I believe the elected officials are the fools here, because J.B. Pritzker, Lori Lightfoot, and Kim Fox, well, they're the chumbalones of Chicago. They're responsible for the crime, the corruption, and the chaos that exists today, and it's got to change.
Senator Bailey, I'm going to keep it with you for a second. Let's talk a little more about the city that you are calling now Pritzkerville. The day after a mass shooting last month in Chicago's Washington Park, you attacked Governor Pritzker, asking how many more black families have to mourn before you recognize that black lives really do matter. Senator, what does black lives matter mean to you? You have 60 seconds for this.
It means that every life matters. And unfortunately, J.B. Pritzker, during his 4 years in office, has created so much division and hate in this state with racial ideas and ideology. It has to end. I'm running for a governor to bring unity all across this state. And only until we start focusing on the issues that unite us, that being out-of-control crime, high taxes, and better education. Those are what we must focus on. Those are why people are leaving the state. Those are why business refuses to come here. It's why the CEO of McDonald's called Chicago a city in crisis. And it's really very simple. 4 years and a supermajority that Governor Pritzker could do anything that he wants. But we have more problems today than we ever thought of then. Less jobs, less people, It's a mess, and we've got to fire him and fix it.
Senator, do you have a specific example of his racial ideology?
Well, the simple fact that this all started when he didn't control the crime in the early days of the corruption and some of the stuff that was taking place in Chicago. I'm out visiting with the neighborhoods, with the black neighborhoods, and they are fed up because they're being... He'll go to the nice neighborhoods that are having the shootings, but he won't show up in Washington Park and represent the people there. That's what people are fed up about.
Governor, a simple question for you. A similar, I should say, question for you. As governor, how have you improved the lives of Chicago's black and brown residents?
Well, I want to point out that Darren Bailey has surrounded himself with racist, misogynistic, homophobic, xenophobic people and organizations, including chasing after the chief among them, Donald Trump.
That's all you can talk about.
Who do you trust to stand up for you? He's going to stand up for them, not for the working families and particularly black and brown people across the state of Illinois. Look, I not only have invested hundreds of millions of dollars into the neighborhoods, not just in Chicago, but across Illinois, of black and brown people. And frankly, I have the most diverse administration in the history of the state of Illinois. I'm proud of what we've achieved. We have much more to do. There's no doubt about it. Significantly more investment for our communities that have been left out and left behind all across Illinois.
You need to quit tossing money at the problems and solve them.
Can we not have interruptions?
I rebuttal since he...
We would prefer that we don't have interruptions.
When you sit here and lie like that.
The voters,
the people
to listen
have to know that you're lying to them.
All right, gentlemen, we do want you to sort of mix things up, but let's refocus the conversation. Governor Pritzker...
Well, can I make a rebuttal to his... He continues all the man can do.
30 seconds, yes.
Slam me. J.B. Pritzker lies about it. But his safety act... Let's talk about being radical. His safety act is going to let prisoners out of jail. It's a revolving door on all of our jail cells across Illinois. He wants to talk about abortion, but we already have the most permissive abortion laws in the nation. Nothing's going to change. I couldn't change him if I wanted to. This man's going to lose hair in his head because he stays up night scratching trying to think of new ideas. His gender issues are so extreme. He tries to inject them in our schools, and thank God most all school districts have dismissed that.
All right. Governor, did you... 15 seconds if you want to respond quickly. We will get to the Safety Act and abortion, by the way.
Okay, well, I just want to say that Darren Bailey constantly talks about repealing the Safety Act on day one, but then at the same time, he says he can't repeal reproductive rights. Which is it? Either he doesn't understand the legislative process or he's lying about his positions.
Okay, all right. Governor Pritzker, a 2018 study by Southern Illinois University found that Cook County, where we are tonight, puts more tax dollars into the state's coffers than it receives. Would you consider changing that formula to give Chicago more financial resources? 30 seconds.
I think we have a fair system. In fact, Darren Bailey doesn't understand this because he's talked about throwing Chicago out of Illinois. The fact is that we are
more
one
money,
Illinois.
More problems.
We are one Illinois. And we send dollars downstate because we need to improve roads. We need to improve schools. It's the right thing to do. But do I also think we need to invest here in Cook County and in the collar counties? Of course, and I've done that as governor. In fact, let's talk about education funding. I've increased education funding by $1.3 billion, and that really is improving our schools. U.S. News and World Report has named us number one among the top 10 most populous states
in the nation for
pre-K to 12 education.
Senator Bailey, same question to you. The downstate region that you represent receives $1.87 for every dollar it gives. Would you reconsider how tax dollars are doled out? 30 seconds.
Well, I want to tell you that's based on the Paul Simon Institute report, and it's flawed. You need to go back and look at some of the work that was done after that report came out. But to Governor Pritzker's claim, we've got to quit throwing money at problems, and we've got to demand accountability. Our children here in Chicago receive $29,000 per student, yet Chicago schools, they're failing our children. We have the lowest turnout. We have the lowest production of all. More money is not the problem. Accountability and transparency is the answer.
Senator Bailey, your public safety plan talks about cracking down on gangs. How specifically are you going to do that? Do you favor an asset forfeiture program like what Mayor Lightfoot is pushing? We'll give you 60 seconds.
Well, I think first and foremost, we need to deal with our southern border, and we need to get that under control and stop the inflow of illegal activity, because what that is bringing It's bringing gang violence. It's bringing sex trafficking. It's bringing drug trafficking. It's a mess, and we've got to deal with that. And then finally, we simply need to get rid of this sanctuary state status so law enforcement can do their job and start reining this gang activity in. Again, Governor Pritzker and Mayor Lightfoot seem perfectly fine on all of this rampant crime. It has gotten worse in 4 years. That seems to be the message tonight. I really thought Governor Pritzker would come here with something different, but unfortunately, it's telling us how great he's done over the last 4 years. Friends, life is worse today than it's ever been in Illinois. Nothing has gotten better in the last 4 years, and the only way that we change it is create change. Fire J.B. Pritzker and elect something different.
Governor Pritzker, you signed off on an expansion of the Violent Crime Witness Protection Program, a recruitment fund for law enforcement, and declared gun violence a public health crisis. But there were still 31 shooting victims and 8 people killed in Chicago over the weekend. What is your plan to crack down on violence? 60 seconds.
Well, let's begin by pointing out exactly what you just said, which is I'm the first governor in literally 9 years to fund the Gang Crime Witness Protection Program, because we need to fight against gangs. We need to make sure that they're held accountable. And I've also invested, as you know, in state police. We've increased the number of state police. Our state-of-the-art crime labs are actually doing DNA evidence evaluation so that we can reduce crime. You know, if you want to reduce crime, you got to solve crimes. And all the things that we've invested in over the last 4 years have been aimed exactly at that. Look, there's no doubt during COVID, we've seen crime increase all across the nation, and Chicago and the rest of the state, no exceptions. But we've got to stand up for our state police, invest in police. Darren Bailey voted against all of those things. He's got no plan.
All right, gentlemen, let's stick with the issue of crime for a second. Governor, the senator has criticized you, Mayor Lightfoot, and state's attorney Kim Fox by name. How do you grade the job Mayor Lightfoot and state's attorney Kim Fox are doing? Give us a letter grade on that.
Well, remember that when you're governor, you've got to stand up for all of the municipalities and all the counties across the state of Illinois. You've got to make sure that you're helping them with programs like gang crime witness protection, making sure that we're providing them with the tools and technology across the state in order to solve crimes. Now, I'm going to stand behind the mayors and the state's attorneys across the state to make sure that they're able to do their job, that we're providing them with the resources that they need in order to prosecute crimes.
So do you have a letter grade for them?
I don't like to give letter grades, but I will tell you there's more that needs to be done, no doubt about it.
All right, Senator Bailey, 15 seconds to rebut.
Oh, gosh. Let's talk about his incompetence.
Do you have a letter grade?
F. But let's talk about what's really destroying our state. Governor Pritzker, your incompetent and arrogant leadership is killing people. 36 of our patriots in our LaSalle Veterans Home, your fault. 9 children in the DCFS system, your fault. Over 600 deaths in Chicago, your fault. It's time for change.
Would you like to rebut 15 seconds to that?
I would, thank you. And let me just point out that it was Darren Bailey, when we had no vaccinations available, that were telling people in LaSalle County and all across the state not to wear masks.
Governor,
if Darren Bailey had been governor of the state during the worst parts of COVID, tens of thousands more people would have died.
All right, gentlemen, we want to take a few moments to hopefully clarify a few things that came up when we first saw you 2 weeks ago. Governor, you said this about Republican critics of the Safety Act.
The criminal justice system that Darren Bailey and Republicans are standing up for is one that allows murderers and rapists and domestic abusers to buy their way out of jail.
Governor, you've accused Republicans of putting out disinformation about the legislation, but the law does have critics from your own party, including state's attorneys who are suing you. What steps are you taking to clarify what the law actually does? 60 seconds.
Look, the folks who are critical of the Safety Act and who are spreading disinformation want to let violent criminals out of jail on January 1. That's not what the Safety Act says. But if they're going to try to do that, we ought to amend the Safety Act to make sure they can't do it. Let's amend it. but not end it. And Darren Bailey is defending a system currently that allows people to buy their way out of prison. Remember, murderers, rapists, and domestic abusers are the ones who he says it's okay to allow them to buy their way out of jail.
Oh, you're
the
letting them out.
The fact is that victims and advocates approve of and support the Safety Act, and so do I.
Senator, I see you want to jump in, but one more thing for you, Governor. Today, the sponsors of the Safety Act said they would not support the proposed changes by Democratic Senator Scott Bennett. You've previously called his proposal a pretty good bill. Do you still feel that way? 30 seconds.
Well, as I've said, there are a lot of provisions in that bill. I think that we ought to be looking through all those provisions to decide which ones, and I've just suggested one that we ought to implement. But look, Senator Bennett is a former prosecutor. I think he's very thoughtful about these things. But as you know, I support the Safety Act. Again, we ought to amend it appropriately and make sure that we're ending cash bail while keeping murderers, rapists, and domestic abusers in jail.
All right, Senator Bailey, please weigh in. 30 seconds, sir.
Well, he talks about rapists and murderers and criminals in jail, but I want to point out a few names here who Governor Pritzker has recently let out of jail. Veronica Wilson. She murdered someone, and she's in jail. Governor Pritzker let her out last year. Earlier this year, she gets arrested again. What for? Attempted murder. Anderson.
To be clear, are you talking clemency board? What are we talking about?
Yeah, the prisoner review board that Governor Pritzker assigned and then signed off to. Omar Anderson, armed robbery. A year later, guess what? He's back in jail again for armed robbery. If you want to know more about these stories, go to my website, criminalsforpritzker.com, and read hundreds of stories.
Senator, just one quick thing. What does that have to do with the Safety Act, though?
The simple fact that the Safety Act is 700 pages of confusion and bureaucracy, and the fact that 100 of the 102 state's attorneys disagree with it, and now over half of them are filing suit. Many of them are Democrats. You make no bones about it. Yes, this is going to... Governor Pritzker's Safety Act put...
Okay.
We'll
give you a few seconds. Go ahead, Governor.
Look, Senator Bailey is obfuscating on this issue. The Prison Review Board is an independent, bipartisan board.
Oh,
it makes decisions about whether people deserve to be let out when they're available for parole.
You had a convicted
they
killer
decide whether or not they're going to be recidivate, whether they're a danger to communities, and they make decisions about whether to keep people in. And most people, they keep in prison when they come up for parole.
Okay. All right, let's talk a little bit about the economy. Senator Bailey, we're going to play for you what you said about wanting to enact zero-based budgeting.
Once we do a zero-based budget, I believe there's $10 to $15 billion in that budget of waste, and we can take that and begin to get our state healthy again.
And you've also said that everything is on the table. What in the $10 to $15 billion do you plan to cut? Name three things, and you have 60 seconds for that.
We're going to fire all of the agency directors because they failed. We're going to place business-minded men and women in those positions. They will be tasked with coming up with a zero-based budget. Maybe people don't understand what that means, but that means accounting for every dollar that's spent. Governor Pritzker hasn't even read the 5,000-page budget that he's created over the last 4 years. No one knows what's in it. And as a matter of fact, just this last year, $2 billion of fraud, of fraudulent payments, was discovered in the Department of Employment. Governor Pritzker ignored it. He didn't do anything about it. And it took some doing to actually get an account to find that money. Now, I want to suggest to you that if $2 billion was just recently found as fraudulent unemployment payments, can you imagine how much more fraud or waste exists in each one of these agencies? A zero-based budget will ferret that out.
I think I want to hear something a little more tangible. You say you're going to fire everybody and put more people in there. You're going to be paying them the same, right?
Right.
Right.
So agency directors that Governor Pritzker has put in place, they failed us because there's not one state agency that's doing its job.
So
they've
where
all
are you
failed
cutting,
us.
Where are you cutting the money then?
That is the purpose of a zero-based budget, to find that waste.
Look, may I respond?
Can I ask him another question first? And then
sure.
You can write down and get ready. You suggested last week at Crane Chicago Business the state should spend less on schools. Do you stand by cutting funding for education? 30 seconds. And where's that money coming from?
What I stand for is getting rid of the administrative bloat that exists in our schools. Chicago Public Schools spend $29,000 per student in their failed education, and Governor Pritzker wants to give them more money. We have got to hold our schools and our spending accountable. More that administrative. When schools get more money, when Governor Pritzker throws cash out there, many times people just think they have a need to hire more administrators. We need to slash administrative funding and get that money in the classrooms to teach our children to read and write because they're failing.
All right, Governor Pritzker, rebuttal. 15 seconds.
Well, first of all, he wants to defund education, which is going to raise property taxes, which he's used to doing. He voted to raise property taxes by 81%, and it will destroy public education. He shouldn't be let anywhere near education policy or education funding. He runs a school that teaches kids that women are inferior to men, that slave owners.
Governor Pritzker, now that's too far.
I'm not going to tell you again not to interrupt.
That's too far.
And let him finish.
That's too far.
May I just have an extra couple of seconds here?
15 seconds. More.
The fact is that Darren Bailey has proven that he would be dangerous for our kids, for parents, for communities, if he were put in charge of public education. We need to make sure that he doesn't come anywhere near the governor's office.
Governor, the state's credit rating has improved over the last 3 years, but spending has increased. During the first debate, you would not commit to not raise taxes. Do you see any possible cuts that can be made to the state budget? 30 seconds, please.
I absolutely do not want to raise taxes. In fact, I think we should lower taxes, just as I have with the $1.8 billion Illinois Family Relief Plan. But I also want to point out that I cut $700 million in the midst of this terrible pandemic that we've gone through to make sure that we could make ends meet for the state. We've got to balance the budget. That's how you make sure that you can provide tax relief for families all across Illinois, as I have. Darren Bailey has no plan for doing any of that. He just has broad strokes and just says he's going to cut taxes. That's great. Tell us how you're going to do it.
Let's talk about reproductive rights, gentlemen, shall we? Senator Bailey, just tonight you said nothing is going to change about Illinois' abortion laws if you're elected. But last week, the executive director of Illinois Right to Life promised you will work to undo extremism. If elected, would you pursue pro-life policies through executive orders? You've got 60 seconds.
Well, let's talk about extremism. Governor Pritzker is perfectly fine with our children getting abortions without their parents knowing anything about it. I think that's extreme. Governor Pritzker is perfectly fine injecting his gender curriculum, the first of its kind in the nation, into our schools. Woke ideology. I think that's extreme. Governor Pritzker's Family Foundation is the primary sponsor for experimental gender surgeries in children's hospitals across this nation, right here in Chicago.
False.
I think that's extreme. Governor Pritzker tries to inject his radical gender ideology into our classrooms. And most school districts have rejected that. Governor Pritzker is the extremist.
Senator, I need to know, if elected, will you not pursue any changes to the state's current abortion laws? I need you to answer that.
That's a fool's errand. The state, for 30 years, Democrats have had a stranglehold on our legislative process. I've told people time and time again, I commit to unifying this.
So you're not going to pursue to change the laws?
It's not going to happen. I am committing to pursuing an executive order. You can't do that by executive order.
So you're just going to leave it as is.
I can't do anything about it in today's climate.
Look,
all right.
Well, let me just point out that everything that Darren Bailey just said.
But we've got to bring him.
Give him 30 seconds to rebut, sir. Please do not interrupt.
I still got time on the clock.
But you stopped. Go ahead. Finish your what
no,
you want to
say. No, he interrupted me.
And you've been interrupting him as well. So come
on,
guys.
But you went to him. We have got to bring unity to this state. And we do that by bringing safety to our streets, reducing our taxes, and making education better, all of which have been decimated.
Okay,
with
your
his
time's
time.
Up. Shh.
Darren Bailey wants to ban abortion in Illinois. He wants to jail doctors and jail women who are seeking to exercise their reproductive rights. I have stood my whole life for women exercising their rights, especially their reproductive rights. We've got to make sure that Illinois is a haven for women all across our state so that they can exercise those rights and make sure that their doctors are not imprisoned either in Illinois or anywhere else in the nation. We've got to protect them. We've got to make sure that our clinics are expanded so we can provide those services for women who are in need.
Let's talk about women coming into Illinois. Governor Pritzker, WGN-TV Emerson College poll found likely voters are mixed on spending state funds to help clinics accommodate patients from other states. Would you pursue additional funding for abortion clinics if reelected? 60 seconds.
I think the federal government is looking at that, and certainly if there are federal funds that we could bring into Illinois to help our clinics, I would do that. But the fact is that we are a haven for women in all the states around us where abortion has been made illegal, where they would, in fact, jail a woman for exercising her rights. I think that we need to expand the provision of those health services, and they are health services for women, if they come to our state, but especially protecting the women who are right here in Illinois from Darren Bailey and the people who want to ban abortion.
Let's talk about education in Illinois, gentlemen. Data from the Illinois State Board of Education shows there were more than 2,100 unfilled teachers' positions across the state at the start of the school year. Senator Bailey, what is your specific plan to fill teacher vacancies at schools statewide? 60 seconds.
Education here in Illinois is an absolute national embarrassment. Our children can't read and they can't do math at grade level, and that's proven. And Governor Pritzker thinks that everything's fine and he wants to throw more money at that. Who wants to be a teacher and have to teach his radical woke curriculum? Who wants to be a teacher when there's no discipline in the classrooms and they can't do their job to teach our children? No, we have got to offer ideas and make people proud again to be a school teacher. That should be one of the most honorable positions in the world, to teach our children. But when we put them into failed schools and our children are failing, which they are, you can't deny that.
So what is your plan to bring more teachers?
Our plan is to restore the education process and start teaching our children to actually read, to write, to do math.
But you need teachers to do that. So how are you going to put teachers in schools?
It's kind of like being police. When people can't do their jobs, they don't want to be involved in that profession. And J.B. Pritzker has opened that door wide open, and that's why no one is wanting to teach.
30 seconds, sir, to rebut.
Well, Darren Bailey already said that he wants to defund education in Illinois. That's not going to attract teachers. During my administration, we've actually added 5,000 more teachers, and we have the lowest number of we have the lowest shortage that we've had in a decade. I've funded public education, $1.3 billion. We've got to continue to fund public education. Attracting teachers to Illinois is making sure that they get the salary, the benefits, and the opportunity that they deserve. We've provided new avenues for teachers in Illinois so that they can become teachers through, getting licensing in an easier fashion, but making sure that they're qualified for the jobs that they're taking.
Senator Bailey, you mentioned school curriculum. The first bill you sponsored after being elected to the legislature pushed for the use of In God We Trust in public schools. If elected, would you make changes to the state's public education curriculum? 60 seconds.
Well, I've been trying to get cultural issues out of our schools, because I've been fighting this guy for the last 4 years who's trying to put cultural issues in our schools. No, the In God We Trust bill, all that did was allow schools to display In God We Trust if they so desired. That's what it did. As a matter of fact, I worked with Democrats to get rid of one of the requirements, so that it could make it easier that when our colleges graduate teachers, that they can go in and get their jobs instead of more regulations that currently exist in government. So no, my prime goal is teaching children to read, to write, to do math, but they're failing. And it's gotten worse over the last 4 years. It hasn't gotten any better. JB's destroyed it.
Senator, you've also been criticized for the curriculum at your private Christian school downstate, Full Armor Academy. Representatives from Bob Jones University have admitted that versions of their textbook include phrases like, the majority of slaveholders treated their slaves well, and the contribution that women made in the workforce was not without its cost. Do you agree with those teachings? 30 seconds.
That school is not political to me, and I'm not bringing it into this campaign, and I don't know of where that's at, if it was ever in that curriculum, but it is J.B. Pritzker who's bringing CRT issues and cultural issues into our schools. And that has to stop because it's not helping us. Our children are not learning to read and write. I don't know how many times I have to say this, but it's a fact. Wall Street Journal just gave us an F on our education, and we're doing nothing about it except just throwing more money out there, and hopefully that will solve the problem. It's making it worse.
Governor, during your first term, you've signed bills requiring schools in Illinois to teach Asian American history, LGBT history, and a controversial change to the state's sex education curriculum. How much control should the state have over what's being taught inside the classroom? 60 seconds.
We should set standards for our schools all across the state and make sure that they're, in fact, teaching to that standard. The fact is that, you know, when you talk about sex education, I want to be clear, parents can opt out of sex education. Schools can opt out of teaching sex ed in their schools. Darren Bailey ignores all of that. The fact is it's a national standard we're suggesting for schools all across the state. He also talks about CRT. CRT is not taught in schools in Illinois. It just is not. He's making that up. The fact is that when he started his religious school and started teaching these crazy ideas that slave masters were good to their slaves or that women are inferior to men, that's an indication of what he would like to see
this
in our public
school
system.
That you create.
Why is he teaching it if he doesn't believe in it?
What would you
dividing
say?
Our state.
We're going to follow real quickly. And what would you say to parents who want more of a say over what their kids are being taught? 30 seconds, sir.
I think parents should have more say. In fact, I think they should run for school board. They should go to their school board meetings, talk to all the school board members, make sure that they're at PTA meetings, talking to teachers, to make sure that their kids are getting what they need and deserve. But let's be clear. If you defund education, that's not helping anybody. It's not helping the parents. It's not helping the kids. We need to make sure that we're funding education properly so that kids can get the kind of education that I think everybody in Illinois deserves.
Let's talk about equity and recreational use cannabis. The state's program went online in 2020. The first predominantly black-owned craft grow house recently opened in the state. But Governor, since 2020, more than 340 licenses have been given out, and only one has been given to a minority owner. Governor, when will you make good on your promise to diversify the lucrative cannabis industry?
Well, that's not true. Let me be clear. 185 licenses have been awarded under the social equity licensing program.
But those are conditional.
They are. They're conditional upon opening a store. So right now, people are, in fact, opening stores. It's terrific. Has it taken too long? Yes, it has. And the fact is that people went to court and sued because they didn't think that they deserved to be knocked out of the program. Some of those folks, people who were in the program, wanted the program to change. They sued. Look, I think those things have been worked out through the court system. Now you're seeing people taking in loans, building out their dispensaries. We've seen cultivation licenses awarded. Those licenses, to be clear, 40% have gone to people of color. And the whole point of it is to make sure that there is equity across our state for people who've been left out and left behind, who've been the victims of the war on drugs.
So I guess, Governor, where can people go, though, if they wanted to support a black-owned recreational marijuana business? Where would they go to find it?
Well, first, those folks are seeking investment right now. In fact, they're taking loans from the state, which is great. That's exactly what this program is about. I want to point out another aspect of equity, which is that we've expunged 800,000 arrest records, low-level cannabis arrest records, and pardoned people with low-level convictions. That was all part of this cannabis legalization program. I'm proud of that. We also have the R3 program, which Lieutenant Governor runs, and which distributes money into places that have been left out and left behind.
All right, we need to bring Senator Bailey into the discussion. You voted against recreational cannabis in Illinois. It's a big topic nationally, with President Biden announcing he would pardon thousands convicted of possession earlier this month. If elected as governor, will you reverse decriminalization of cannabis? 60 seconds.
Nope, I don't see that happening. That's not on my priority list. You know, I find it interesting that Governor Pritzker, for 4 years, equity. And he finally had his opportunity with the recreational marijuana dispensaries, and he failed. again. I'm out in the black community. You probably saw me on Facebook a few weeks ago, since you saw everything else, when I was walking with the black community up and down the streets of Chicago, and they were screaming foul because they can't get the licenses. So I'd love to see some proof of these actual people, who these 146 people who have supposedly are in the process of getting their licenses, because it's not happening, because many of those people are coming to me screaming that foul and wondering what the problem is. I simply tell them, you've got a governor who can't tell the truth.
The Department of Children and Family Services.
I'm sorry, could I respond to that? That's just false information.
We'll put some briefly time on the clock. Yes.
Look, just like with abortion rights, where he opposes abortion, but then complains about how we're going about providing the rights for people in Illinois. He opposes cannabis legalization. Now he wants to complain about how that legalization operates. Look, you got to be at the table
equity.
To get things done. You've got
equity.
To work together with people. And indeed, we have implemented equity across
Treat
our state.
Treat the black people with respect, Governor.
We're going to move on. Department of Children and Family Services Director Mark Smith has been held in contempt a dozen times over the agency's failure to place youth in proper care. Governor, you have said the agency is making progress. Are you satisfied with the work the agency is doing right now? 60 seconds.
For 20 years, DCFS was underfunded and understaffed, and there were 13 directors over 12 years. 13 directors over 12 years. That does not lend itself to stability. And that's because governors didn't want to actually go in and fix it. They just wanted to scapegoat somebody. I brought in the experts. I brought in University of Chicago, Chapin Hall, Annie E. Casey Foundation, some of the best in the entire country. We reformed the hotline for reporting abuse. We made sure that we've trained everybody up and down the agency, retrained them, people who've been there 20 years, retrained.
And we've aggressively pursued
hiring for DCFS. I'm never going to be satisfied. We have vulnerable children in our state. We need to make sure that we're taking good care of them. But it's not like flipping a light switch. And when Darren Bailey uses those children as political pawns, it makes it even harder. He voted against all of the reforms and all of the funding that is helping us to reform that agency.
Do you still have confidence in Mark Smith, the person you appointed as acting director in 2019?
I do, but
in 2021 became the director. But as you know, WGN's investigative unit has done a series of stories on DCF and the problems that occur.
And exactly, listen to what I just said, which is governors firing the head of the agency does not solve anything. You've actually got to go in and fix the problems within the agency. Governors for 20 years didn't do that. We're doing that.
And Senator Bailey, you have said the state needs to do more than just throw money at the problem. What is your specific plan to ensure reform at DCFS?
Well, Governor Pritzker fails to listen and hear the people. He just said something very important. Firing the people. Mark Smith being held in contempt of court so many times. I mean, that's disastrous. That's wrong. What does that tell about our children and Governor Pritzker's desire to care for them? He should have been fired 3 years ago, and he should have been replaced with someone who had the ability to fix the problem. But Governor Pritzker, many people in your agencies, they're not. They're pawns. You're the one that tells them what to do. He's even hired deputy governors in some of these places that these agency directors have to answer to. And it's wrong. Hire competent people to do the job and let them do their job. But you're not allowing that. And it's time for a change.
So who would you put in charge?
That's exactly what we're going to start doing on November 9th. We're going to start finding and taking applications for all of these agencies. And I will tell you this, DCFS must be rebuilt from the ground up because it's failing our children all across the state.
Let's go to a popular subject these days.
I just want to point out, you heard absolutely no plan from Darren Bailey about how to reform DCFS. It's just a lot of complaining and no solution.
All about people.
All right, let's talk about the popular subject these days, the threat to democracy. Our Next Star Emerson College The Hill poll found that threats to democracy is the second most important issue driving voters to the poll this November. Senator Bailey, on Facebook, you said your campaign has signed up nearly 2,500 people to be poll watchers November 8th, but very few instances of fraud have been reported here. What specifically are your concerns for election security, sir?
My entire concern is the fact that people have lost confidence in the election process. And the very fact that this last primary only drew out 18% of eligible voters, that's a problem. Peoria County, 9%. of the voters showed up, registered voters. And as a matter of fact, most times during general elections, 40%, sometimes 50 at a high show up to vote. They're not showing up because they've lost confidence in our election. There's constitutional positions called election judges and poll watchers. And we need to make sure that we put people in place so that we rebuild integrity to our election process and that we make sure that people show up to vote. The brave men and women that served our country, they fought to protect our freedoms. And today it's up to us, we the people, to get involved with the process and uphold our freedoms. Otherwise, as you suggest, our constitutional freedoms are at risk.
Governor Pritzker, let's stay on this topic, if you will. You expanded vote-by-mail programs, access to early voting and voter registration. What specific threats to democracy do you see here in Illinois, if any? You have 60 seconds.
Darren Bailey is a threat to democracy. He surrounded himself with January 6th insurrectionists, sought out the number one January 6th insurrectionist, Donald Trump's endorsement.
Wow.
And frankly, it's corrupt. You can't surround yourself with those people, with election deniers, and then say you're going to uphold voting rights in the state of Illinois. He shouldn't be let anywhere near the governor's office.
Speaking of President Trump, next question to you, Senator Bailey. During the primary, the former president came in the weekend before the election to endorse you. Are you seeking the former president's help on the campaign trail before November 8th? 30 seconds.
No, I am in charge of my campaign. We're the ones making the decisions, and I'm grateful for his endorsement. But, it's all Governor Pritzker can do. As he's ate up with Donald Trump and Bruce Rauner and Republicans. And the man wants to divide us as a nation. Friends, no more division. Let's work together on what unifies us. Let's bring safety back to our streets. Let's restore our schools. And let's get our taxes lowered so our friends and our family quit moving out of this state.
And, Senator, a follow-up, just a yes or no. During the first debate, Governor Pritzker said he backs Joe Biden for re-election in 2024. Can Donald Trump count on your support in 2024, yes or no?
Nobody's announced their run for presidency yet, so I'll tell you that when they announce.
Governor Pritzker...
And yet, he said when he accepted the endorsement of Donald Trump that he would roll out the red carpet for Donald Trump in 2024. So which is it? Is he lying then or lying now?
You did say that. So if he runs, are you going to support
Donald Trump hasn't announced his presidency yet. Again, divide, okay. Divide,
all right.
Divide. That's all you can do.
All right, gentlemen. Governor Pritzker, for you, just wondering why President Biden hasn't come here to campaign for you. 30 seconds.
Well, it looks like he's going to other states like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and other places to help candidates that may need him. Look, I've said that I support President Biden. I'm very pleased that he rolled out vaccines across the nation and saved lives. You know, here in Illinois, we have one of the best records, highest vaccination rates in the entire Midwest, one of the lowest mortality rates. And it's in part because of the work that he did, in part because of the work that I did to save lives and livelihoods.
All right, gentlemen, let's discuss the way this campaign is being waged. The People Who Play by the Rules PAC has run a series of controversial commercials. In one, they're accused of darkening Mayor Lori Lightfoot's skin. In another, viewers hear a Chicago woman scream as she's attacked and robbed in broad daylight. Senator Bailey, do those commercials accurately reflect your view of Illinois? 60 seconds.
I have absolutely no say over that. That's a PAC. Any collaboration that I have is actually illegal. So
will you
they do
it?
What they want to do, and I have absolutely no. Rebuttal to what Governor Pritzker's last statement
was. Will you denounce
it? The simple fact that Joe Biden declared an end to the emergency orders, the emergency proclamation, that the pandemic, and I want to make sure maybe you miss that, because right now it's looking like your emergency orders are going to last longer than the Afghan war. And Governor, you're looking embarrassing, and you're making Illinois look embarrassing.
That's just
stop it.
Sir, just one more quick try at this. Those commercials. What was your reaction? The woman screaming. It first aired during a Bears game. You know, what was your reaction?
I didn't see it when it first aired.
You still haven't seen it?
No, I have not seen the entire. Listen. I'm working hard on this campaign. If I sit and get distracted and watch TV all day long, like apparently Governor Pritzker does, I lose focus. Illinois needs fixed, and we need a new governor to do that.
All right.
Let's stick with these campaign issues, shall we? Governor Pritzker, during the primary, you gave the Democratic Governors Association $24 million. They ran a series of ads propping up Senator Darren Bailey's candidacy. What's your response to those who argue Democrats shouldn't meddle in Republican races? 60 seconds.
Well, first of all, I give Darren Bailey credit. He won 57% of the Republican votes in that primary. Are you suggesting that those voters were duped somehow? The fact is that the messages that were coming from the Democratic Governors Association were messages saying that Darren Bailey is too conservative for Illinois. I'll tell you that now. He's too conservative for Illinois. He is, frankly, too extreme for Illinois. I think those messages were good to put out then. They're good to put out now because they're absolutely accurate.
Well, did you think he was probably the easier candidate to beat in November? Is that why you did this?
You know, my view is that Darren Bailey is out of touch with the entire state of Illinois. He may come from Clay County and know Clay County, where he raised property taxes by 81%. But the fact is that the rest of the state shouldn't have somebody who wants to ban abortions, who wants to eliminate the state's minimum wage, who voted against infrastructure for our state. He voted against the infrastructure bill.
More taxes.
So all those roads
more taxes
that are getting built, Darren Bailey wouldn't have built them.
Would you like to comment?
Well, I just want to make sure that the people of Illinois realize that Governor Pritzker's using this. He's going to use his governor's chair if he gets reelected to eject himself right into the presidential campaign. And Governor Pritzker, I've still got that pledge if you want to sign it. Will you commit to the people that you're going to serve out your entire term? No more intending.
You tried
no
that
more intending.
Stunt last
no
time.
More. Yeah, but you didn't tell
we
the truth either.
We should move on. I've
no more intending.
Said I intend
right,
to serve out
let's move on. Good idea. Let's move on.
Term.
Look, Governor Pritzker, hospitals across the country, including Lurie's, here in Chicago face online criticism on TikTok and threats for their gender development program. Would you support any limitations on gender-affirming procedures or treatments for children under the age of 18? Should there be an age limit?
Look, I think doctors, parents, and those kids are working together to determine what's best for them. I think our hospitals, especially Lurie, which is one of the great children's hospitals in the entire nation, are very responsible about these things. But look, I stand up for the rights of our LGBTQ community to make decisions for themselves. And it is true that people who feel themselves to be transgender early on ought to go talk to a doctor, ought to work with their parents to figure out what the right thing for them is.
Regardless of age.
Right. I mean, I think obviously what we're talking about here is a children's hospital.
Yes. Okay. Senator Bailey, the Illinois Freedom Caucus plans to introduce legislation to ban chemical castrations and gender surgeries for minors. If elected, would you support such a ban? 60 seconds.
It is the parents that have the best interest of their children's health in mind. When we leave it up to government, when we leave it, the parental.
So are you agreeing?
The Parental Notification Act, Governor Pritzker allows children to make their own decisions without their parents' involvement. I mean, that's wrong.
I think he just
that's
said
wrong.
Parents, though.
Pardon?
I think
yeah.
he just said parents. So it sounds
no,
to me like you're
agreeing. No, he signed parental. He repealed
no, now
parental
he's on
notification.
To abortion.
No.
You stick
no.
to the question.
Hey, children can go get. You signed. You believe that children
you
of any age can make whatever
right
decision for their health that they want to make. I believe parents have the best interest in mind for their children. And parents should be making that decision, not doctors or teachers or governors.
30 seconds, sir, to rebut.
I think he answered a completely different question. The fact is that he is opposed to a woman's right to choose. He now wants to talk about parental notification. But the reality is he wants all abortion to end, and he wants to jail doctors and women who are seeking their rights.
Well, gentlemen, as you both know, and no doubt most of our audience knows, the Chicago Bears are currently exploring a move to Arlington Heights. What's your position on using state tax dollars to develop the land there and build a new stadium? Senator Bailey, we'll start with you, 60 seconds.
Well, first of all, we have to back up and we have to take a look at why this situation's has arisen. And it is because state government, local government have failed. More taxes are not the answer. We have got to sit down at the table and come up with better solutions than this. Our taxes, when I started running for governor, when I started running for state rep in 2017, Illinois' taxes were $32 billion. And today, under Governor Pritzker's leadership, they're $46.5 billion. Now, I want you to think about that. If more money is the solution to everything, why are we talking about this? Why do we have the problems that we have in Illinois? We have got to start being responsible with our money. We've got to start saving tax dollars money. We've got to start bringing business into the state of Illinois. And right now, with all of our regulations and our high taxes and our unsafe streets and our failed schools, nobody's wanting to come. Instead, they're all leaving.
Governor Pritzker, same question for you. What is your position on using state tax dollars to develop land in Arlington Heights for the
Bay? But I should meander around to other questions while I'm answering. No, that's what Darren Bailey does. Look, I'm a Bears fan. I support the Chicago Bears, but I do not think that the state should be funding the private development of a stadium anywhere in the state.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Gentlemen, during this campaign, you have drawn sharp contrasts and really roughed each other up, as you did tonight. So we hope to end on a positive note, if that's okay. You'll both have 30 seconds. Tell us one thing you admire about your opponent. Senator Bailey, we're going to start with you. 30
seconds. Oh, I can do that. Okay. Governor Pritzker, I'm going to be honest with you. You look awesome. I like your suits. You look good in them. And I think that's awesome. And I hope that after the election, we can come to terms and maybe you could take me suit shopping.
All right. Governor Pritzker, what do you have nice to say about your opponent tonight?
Well, I admire the fact that you married your high school sweetheart, that you've been together now for, I think, 30 years. That shows deep commitment. That's something that I feel strongly about as well. So I think we share that in common.
Thank you.
I want to keep this going, Mike.
Very nice.
It's up to you and the question, yeah.
Listen, gentlemen, that's actually all the time we have for questions tonight. You'll each get 30 seconds for your closing statements. Governor Pritzker, you'll go first tonight. 30 seconds.
Well, I thank you for this debate tonight, and I'm very pleased about the progress that we've made in our state. First of all, we balanced our budget, paid off all our old bills, made sure that we got credit upgrades, and provided $1.8 billion in gas, grocery, property tax, and income tax relief. We legalized cannabis. We raised the minimum wage to a livable wage and protected a woman's right to choose. I intend to keep doing that, and I ask you for your support for another 4 years.
Senator Bailey, it's your turn. 30 seconds to close.
My granddaughter, Veda Rose, just turned 9. And recently, she jumped in my arms and she said, "Papa, my friend's got to drop out of AHG, American Heritage Girls. It's like Girl Scouts, because her family can't afford the gas any longer to take her." Friends, gas, groceries, heating our homes, it's too much. And it's the little things in life that's the sweetest that we're having to cut out. Friends, we can fix this, and I'm asking for your help to restore Illinois and bring hope back to our people.
Thank you, Senator Bailey. Thank you, Governor Pritzker. Thank you for those who have joined us tonight. I know there are still people out there who are undecided. We hope tonight we helped you make your decision, and we want to make sure that you join us November 8th as well.
And we appreciate both of you for being here. The gloves did come off, but it was mostly respectful. To our viewers at home, thank you so much for watching. Early voting is already underway here in Illinois. Don't forget, Election Day November 8th. Got to vote.
That's right. And we will be here November 8th. Please join us on November 8th. Be safe. Be well. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.